Today, we are finalizing our series on history, how history informs our present. And I'm so excited to have one of my pastors in my life, Pastor David Halverson, who was the pastor who taught me how to get politically involved. He was also one that has taught me world history and American history and really has cultivated that in his people, in his church. You're going to be really blessed by the Secretary of Christians Engaged, Pastor David Halverson. Stick around. Welcome to the Conversations with Christians Engaged podcast. I'm your host, Bunny Pounds, the president of Christians Engaged. This ministry exists to awaken, motivate, educate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ to do three things: to pray for our elected officials and our nation regularly, to vote in every election to impact our culture, and to engage in some form of civic education or involvement for the well-being of our nation.
I'm so thankful, Bunny, for what you do. A lot of people talk the talk, but you really walk the walk.
There's nobody else I want to talk to about Jesus with than you.
And I will stand and lock arms with this woman of God, Bunny Pounds, any day of the week.
Bunny, you are a new hero of mine.
And I'm 100% behind something that Bunny Pounds is doing. Encourage her, pray for her, and be involved. Be part of Christians actively engaged.
America is worth it. Now is the time. America needs your involvement. Please take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. Join with a movement of other Christians that are doing these three simple things that can really impact this nation. Join us. Hey guys, I am so excited to have Pastor David Halverson here. Pastor David, how are you?
Good to be here.
Woohoo! Many of y'all know David from his starring role in the On-Ramp to Civic Engagement Seminar.
Oh, wow. Starring role.
It is a starring role. Okay. David, you talk about biblical worldview and issues from a biblical perspective, and you did a great job.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoyed doing it very much. It's a great, great subject.
It's a great course. If you guys have not taken our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement Seminar, that is after step one of taking the pledge to pray, vote, and engage with Christians Engaged. Step two needs to be that you start there and really learn how to engage. And when we recorded, I'm digressing, David, but when we recorded that seminar, you had just got through a car accident and you had like a sling.
Yep. Is that it? Yeah. That was the right arm.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting. So if you watch the curriculum and you wonder why David is in a sling, it's because he was in a car accident.
Yep.
But hey, we got it done.
And immediately after that, I left for a trip for Africa.
Yes. You had a lot going on.
They're carrying my bags. So, you know, I didn't need that arm.
Well, I wanted to have you on because I realized the other day, here you are now the Secretary of Christians Engaged on our governing board and have been, you and Janet, your lovely wife, have been involved in, of course, with me and Tim in our life for years, but also in the life of this ministry since we started. But I realized we had never really told our story on a podcast.
Yep. We've been busy.
We've been busy.
Yep.
So I'm excited to get into that and then talk about really how Pastor Jim Borchard, the senior pastor that you have been the associate pastor for so many years, Jim went on to be with Jesus. But he really taught world history, church history, American history. I mean, he really cultivated a love for history in the congregation. And that is now being displayed in all of your local churches that you're involved in. So I want to get into that as well.
Yeah.
But you're the pastor. That had a seminar in your church and really started getting me politically involved. You taught us how to go to our precinct conventions, the importance of a platform, the importance of getting involved in the political parties, and really changing things and making sure our biblical values were heard. Why was that important for you guys as pastors?
Well, so many folks don't understand that, and we didn't understand it until really about that same time, is that we became involved because we knew that there was Christians who were starting to run for office. Actually, people, you know, who we believed that, now they weren't perfect people, but people you believed you could trust. So we found out, we began to dig in and get trained on how this process works. How do you do it? I mean, you may have an idea that you want to help, but you do have to get trained. You have to understand the process so that you're not just spending time tripping over yourself, but you know exactly how things work and how you can make an impact.
Yeah. And so you guys, in a little 2-hour, 3-hour, I can't even remember how long it was, seminar, kind of walked us through, okay, mm-hmm. here's how you go to your precinct meeting. If no one shows up, here's how you fill out the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's how you pass a resolution. And that's what happens. I took my resolution and I voted my resolutions in at my precinct meeting because mm-hmm. nobody else showed up.
Yep.
And then I voted myself in as a state delegate and went down to a state convention and testified in front of a platform committee and, you know, got hooked that my voice mattered.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Yeah. The thing is that people begin just that way. That's how you begin in either political party, either of the major political parties. That's how you start. And it's not your experience is not unusual. So when you go in and you go ahead and just, you might have one person, two people, and bring yourself and elect yourself as the chairman of your convention and pass your resolutions and elect yourself as a delegate. And then you move on to the next level, which is county or Senate district, and then on to the state. And so all of those things are just, they're the nuts and bolts of how you do that. But your whole goal is to bring Jesus into yeah. that realm,
yes.
which has not been done or is rarely done. And so it's important to do those things. And that's what we're here for.
Exactly. And I remember at the convention sitting next to an older Hispanic lady that had been involved for decades. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm sitting next to her in one of the, you know, Senate conventions where you had to vote and you're voting for who's going to be the chairman of the party in between conventions, mm-hmm. who's going to be the delegates to the national convention, all these things that we vote on. And I'm like, I didn't know anything. I was a 28-year-old mom. And I'm like, what is happening right now? And she was just helping me walk through it. And,
yep.
you know, so whether you're a newbie and you don't know anything, mm-hmm. don't be afraid to walk into those situations and God will lead you to the right people.
That's right.
That can kind of help you through it. And then those that have been involved and are Christians, be looking for people, Christians that are starting to get involved or young people and mentor them, help them.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. help them.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more of your story, David. Just went to Rhema Bible College, got married to your beautiful wife, Janet.
Right, here she's
in the
here.
Studio, mm-hmm. yes, watching us right now. Talk to us about, you know, just the call of God on your life, but also, you know, how you've really been interested in working for America.
Pastor Jim and I began years and years ago. He was actually my pastor as a young person, and he actually met the Lord. We were in a denominational church, and he actually met Jesus. And then as young people, it's a small church, so he actually was also the youth leader and began to teach us what he was hearing from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that transformed our lives and caused us to seek a relationship with Jesus for ourselves. And so he really was a true man of God, somebody who loved the Lord and desired to learn all about, you know, what the Bible said about being holy and how that happens. It doesn't happen by you working at it.
Yeah.
It happens because Jesus does it on the inside of you.
Yes.
And all of these things are so important to know so you don't get bogged down in looking at your own performance and your own ability to do things. And just as you see God, I had a guy talking to me this morning about learning about what the difference is between serving God and letting God come and move and work and produce his fruit on the inside of you. So that's how we began. And then just as we moved on through, I went to Rhema Bible College, as you said, and then came back and began to work in this local church for now. It's been 40 years.
Wow. Wow. And though Pastor Jim has passed on to Jesus, he mm-hmm. is in heaven cheering us on right
Amen.
Now. He laid the foundation for a lot of people to grow in God. Tim and I actually met at your church.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, back in January, I had an interview with Danny Norris, mm-hmm. one of my spiritual yeah. fathers. And we actually met at that house church or home group that was associated with your church. So
that was a great,
it's all connected.
That was a great podcast. I saw that one.
Yeah. And you and Janet are in my acknowledgement page. So you wonder, people, why do we have these acknowledgement pages? It's because they're actually really people
mm-hmm.
that impacted our life, right?
Right. Yes.
So back in the day, Pastor Jim would be standing up at a whiteboard and he would be talking about church history. He was specifically loved the Reformation and Martin Luther and that whole series. Why was that important for him to teach church history specifically?
How did people view the scripture? How did they interpret the scripture? And throughout church history, how did people understand the gospel, understand grace, understand the power of the Holy Spirit? Those are the most important things that we have to know. And then as we come through history, our understanding and the teachers of the day, some of them are correct. Some of them we are a little bit different. And so we have to distinguish those things. But every generation has to have men of God, women of God, who are listening to the Holy Spirit and reading the Word of God. It was a little harder back before the printing press, obviously back before Martin Luther. I mean, you know, things were just, you know, copied by hand. So those things, that this last 500 years of history, of church history, has been so, so powerful and so, so impactful because of our ability to disseminate the Word, get the Word of God into the hands of everybody, not just church pastors, leaders, and scholars.
Does it give us hope that God's on the move and that He's working in our day if we look back at all of the miracles He's done, even through missionaries or pastors or really revival or renewal or great awakenings? How does that impact us
today? Well, you even look back all the way back to, you look back at Genesis, you look back at all the early church, I'll call them not church fathers, but the early Israelites, and God, how God carried them. He carried His promise all the way from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when the head of the serpent is going to be crushed by the seed of the woman. And these things, as we move forward throughout the Bible, these are our history.
Yes.
And the story of Abraham, the story of Joseph, the story of Moses, the story of Joshua. I'm teaching through the book of Joshua right now. This is our history. This was the history of Israel, but it's our history too, because it's the history of the gospel all the way through from Genesis to Revelation. And this is why we need to study our own history and see what God is doing. What is God doing in our day? And so to look back at the Word and the promises of God cause us to then, from that vantage point, look at our history. Look at the history of this nation. Look at the history of the nations. Back to the Magna Carta, where God intervened and brought us liberty, freedom, to do what? To worship God. That's His goal.
Yes.
Is for us to have liberty to worship Him without hindrance.
So it actually gives us identity. Like, understanding
Absolutely.
History shows us who we are in the whole story of God, who we are in the family of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I think sometimes these young believers come to Jesus and they're like, well, I accepted Jesus into my heart. And that by in and of itself, by itself, doesn't make any sense until you get into the family of God, right?
That's right.
Until you get part of a local church and you realize, okay, my little life is now a part of a larger family in a local body in that city. I love how your churches are called a local church, the local church in a city. But then it's connected not only there to the Church of America, the church, worldwide church, you know.
Yes.
Everybody, you know, believers are all connected. I know you go back and forth to Africa a lot, David. When you go and meet a brother or sister in Africa, do you feel like you're instantly family?
Absolutely. It is so great. I mean, just laughing and just enjoying each other because we have that connection of the Bible, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit is an active part of that relationship. So that's really very powerful because you know, you never meet a stranger.
Yeah, you never meet a stranger if you're all a part of the family of God. So you've spent a lot of time studying American history. Why is that important for, you think, for modern Americans to really understand our history? Because, frankly, we don't want to repeat some of it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, when we see how our founders, and of course there's this great dispute in the realm of media as to whether or not this nation was founded as a Christian nation, as a nation where God was exalted. And now we see that it appears that, you know, that has in large part been lost in our culture. But we go back and look at the certainly you look at the Federalist Papers, you look at the documents that we have, is that the Declaration of Independence talks about nature's God and talks about the reason that we have these rights that we have.
Yes.
And these freedoms and liberties that we have to do with the view of the founders at our beginning. You know, I look through one of the guys I like to talk about is Noah Webster. Remember the guy who wrote the dictionary?
Yeah.
And he writes this, if I can read this real quick. If citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. A Republican government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness. It must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. So we're already warned. And these are Noah Webster was one of our founding scholars.
Yep.
Wrote the entire original dictionary of the American language. So when we understand that their thought processes were that God is necessary and fear of God is necessary in those whom we elect to office.
Yes.
Those are important things to know. Those are important things to look back on and to understand so that we don't make errors moving forward, so we don't lose ourselves in our flesh and our fleshly desires.
That's a good point. We hear a lot of times here at Christians Engaged, people go, you know, I haven't been voting regularly because I'm afraid I'm going to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But if we haven't basic understanding of the Bible, if we take that number one, hey, we need to get back in the Word of God and daily consume the Scriptures. And then we start understanding some of the issues. Mm-hmm. You teach about that in the On-Ramp to Civic Engagement, issues from a biblical perspective. We can make godly choices, right?
Yes.
But it's imperative that we have a biblical worldview. Can you expound a little bit about that? What is a biblical worldview and kind of what we teach a little bit on the class?
Well, let's go back into the Scriptures where Jesus tells us who we are and what we are. Even in the Sermon on the Mount, he says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savor, or if we hide a lighter under a bushel, it's ineffective.
Yeah.
And so what Jesus was even talking about is that the people who know him, the people who receive his teaching, are the ones who are light in the world. Over in John, where the book of John, where he says that the light of the world was Jesus Christ. He came into the world. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Yes.
So these are the things that are important for us to know as Christians. And I mean, we can't expect the world to know these things. But as Christians, we know that we are impactful by his power and by his indwelling spirit on the inside of us. And that applies to every denominational Christian.
Yeah.
Every denominational Christian knows that the Holy Spirit is the one who lives on the inside of you and empowers you to live the Christian life. And not only that, it empowers you to affect your world and the love of God through us. If you have an impact, can have an impact on a community, the way the laws are passed in the community and the godliness or lack thereof in the community. If you can have an impact by whom you bring into office, elect to office, then it's incumbent upon you to love your neighbor in that regard.
Amen. And loving your neighbor well is electing righteous people
exactly.
So they can serve your community well. You've taught me that. So how do we do that? You've been on the inside of Christians Engaged from the beginning, David. Yeah. Wow. Can you believe the growth we've experienced and where
great.
We are in 2024 and where we need to go? But can you tell people just briefly, how do we start a Christian from point A to point Z? How do we get them moving within Christians Engaged to start working?
One of the most important thing is to say, I believe that I can make a difference because God says I can make a difference.
Yeah.
But you look at the disciples, they were just, you know, young men. And many of them, like Peter, you know, and by the time the night is over, you will have denied me three times. But Jesus didn't condemn him. Jesus, in fact, restored him. Mm-hmm. So everybody, every Christian who calls the name of Jesus has a worldview, as a sphere of influence that you can affect somebody somewhere, whether it's your family, whether it's your church, whether it's your job, whether it's your school. Just begin to step out as you would in anything else to follow the Lord, to read the Word, and then to find a place to plug in. Find a place, and we can help you to do that. First of all, we say, take the pledge.
Take the pledge.
The pledge to pray, vote, and engage. It's not, you know, pledging money. That's not, you know, yeah, here we are.
Take the pledge.
It's not a pledge to do something or perform something. It's a pledge between you and the Lord. Mm-hmm. You and the Lord. Lord, here am I, like Isaiah, here am I, send me. And then he begins to do that. And then we can help you by, you know, taking our on-ramp class, taking the salt and light class. Maybe you want to start small. I want to help out in my school district, my city council, my county judges and such like that. We can begin to help you out in showing you how to get your wheels going.
Yeah.
So that's what we can do. And so we encourage you, get our resources. Listen, if you're in Texas, listen to our Austin 101 class. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Yeah.
Foundational. Teaches you how you can go down to Austin and not just get lost in the parking garage. You can go to Austin, go into the Capitol, sit in on these debates and on these committee meetings and actually testify for the kingdom of God in that. And you only have to do it 3 minutes. They'll let you do it for 3 minutes. That's it.
And we teach you how to do that.
Exactly.
How to advocate, how to get to know your elected officials. Yes. So everybody listening to us right now, step one, take the pledge to pray, vote, and engage. Step two, go through the on-ramp seminar, and you're going to see David teaching on biblical worldview and issues from a biblical perspective. Mm-hmm. And then check out our other classes, biblical economics, biblical justice, Nehemiah, local government. We have so many resources to help you. And we want to help move the body of Christ to action. That's you. You have a call on your life. You have a destiny. So let's help you do that.
Amen.
Also, you know, my book's out, Jesus in Politics, One Woman's Walk with God in a Mudslinging Profession. The first year of a book released is the most important, my publisher tells me. This is where everything matters, of people buying the book. So get it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, ChristianBook.com. Through one of the traditional booksellers. Grab it, read it. The audiobook's out as well. So check that out. And we want to empower you. And a lot of what's in our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement seminar is in here, but mixed with crazy stories from my life. So it's exciting. It's easy read. It's not hard to help you start moving forward. Well, David, as we close out today, we're believing for a lot of resources for Christians Engaged for 2024.
Yes.
Not for this ministry, but to activate more Christians, to find Christians that are being awakened and move them to action. As the secretary of Christians Engaged and someone who takes the minutes to all our board meetings, can you tell people as we close out, and then I'm going to have you pray also, how frugal are we with our resources? How are we using resources effectively to impact America?
Our most important agenda item is to get these materials into the hands of people, whether doing what we're doing today on these podcasts, to push these out so that people get information in their hands, getting the book into their hands so they can see this is how somebody can become involved and how many lives can be impacted and affected.
Yeah.
And so those are the important things. And so one of the most important things you can do is to, if you can help us, if you can just help us just a little bit, just every month to do something. Like, you know, Janet Wynn got her a coffee before she came in here. Well, she could have given that to Christians Again. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but a little
but you
bit
can
matters.
Do that. That little bit, that $10 a month.
Yeah.
It matters. That actually does matter because right now, I mean, we haven't gotten to a position. We're not even in getting an office. I don't know if you want to tell that. We don't have a physical office because, number one, you don't have to so many times today. But why put resources toward that if that is not an absolutely essential item?
Right.
What's essential for us is to reach out to all 50 states. And so we encourage everybody to come in and help us. Give us a call. Send us an email. Tell us how you that you would like to help us in some way, and we would love to get you involved.
Yeah, Thank you, David. Yeah, go to our donate page at christiansengaged.org. And we also have a way to take non-cash assets. So if you have a piece of property or you have stocks and bonds or you want to put us in your will, we'll receive that as well. But, you know, God is going before us. And this year is so important that we engage every Christian around the United States to pray, vote, engage, and not just for this presidential election, but for every election ongoing. Can you imagine if we can reach 500,000 to 1 million Christians this year, and then we can grow that and continue to impact America, not just for this election, but every election? That's our goal. So the beauty of this is the marketing money is going towards something that can make a difference for the long term. David, we got a minute. Will you close us out in prayer and pray a blessing over everybody listening to us that they would understand history and get involved?
Get involved. Exactly. Because the days are short.
Yeah.
The days are short. And so I would just encourage you. I want to read a little bit out of Matthew, just which doesn't sound like a great scripture, but it is. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Mm-hmm. Father, we just come before you right now. We are in this world as sheep. We are your sheep. But Father, the scripture says that we appear to be lambs for the slaughter. But you said, no, we are your vessels. So Father, we thank you that each one listening to us today, no matter where they're starting from, is going to have an impact on their local community by loving their neighbor and helping to bring people into our leadership and ruling our nation, leading our nation so that we can see the gospel spread in a mighty, powerful fashion without being hindered in any way. So I pray for everyone listening today, Father, that you would just give them the heart and the motivation and the joy to step into this realm, to step into this way of doing the kingdom of God. So, Father, we pray for them. We give you praise. We thank you that you have led us. And, Father, we ask you to bring people alongside us to help and to become involved in the political process. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, David. We'll see you guys next week as we start a new series. You want to stick around every week. Make sure you subscribe, tell people, and fund a movement. Help us here at Christians Engage. This is our year, 2024. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible podcast. What in the time we've had. We love you so much. We love being in your life. Have you subscribed? Have you shared this with your family and friends? Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you get your audio or video pods. We need your help. This mission is undergirded by individuals just like you that support this ministry monthly, annually, and whenever you think about us, to be able to reach over 1 million Christians in the next 2 years. That's our goal. We want to empower 1 million Christians around America to pray, vote, and engage regularly. Will you help us? We're here to do that, and we need your help. I want to say thank you to our partners at The Stream. What an incredible online publication put out by James Robison and Life Outreach International. As we come together across denominational lines as believers to discern what God's saying about the news of the day and to hear from different viewpoints. Check out The Stream, make it your homepage, and get on their email list. This product is amazing. Also, our partners at Edify App, put out by Christian Post. This podcast app is a convergence of Bible teachers around America. We're excited to be a part of Edify App. Check out all their other podcasts. Thank you so much again for caring about this nation. We're here to help you pray, vote, and engage. We'll see you next week.